Next, I'll drop the manuscript.
Zam Maxfield and the website of doom, Terry Black. I'm having a quiet crisis, not the life or death kind, no police activity or shots fired. Just me waking up one morning and saying, huh, how did I get here? Started out with my brother's movie, The Nice Guys, which premiered at the Cannes Film Festival to favorable reviews. I'm thrilled for him, how he's bounced back in the flashbulb glare of celebrity, but I haven't done likewise. Way back in the 90s, in my heyday, I might have done more screenplays, but I wanted to write books, because that's my first love. Since then, I've written plenty of books on a variety of topics and published none of them. My career has stalled, it seems, the little engine that couldn't, and I wonder if it's still start-upable. Then I hear from an old friend. Still chasing mystery, asked Zam Maxfield, my flamboyant ex-paramour who stumbled across me on Facebook and wants to know how I'm doing. Zam is not her real name. She uses it so her kids won't know what she writes about. It's a long story and she's happy to tell it. My kids challenged me, she explained. I asked what they wanted to do with their lives. They asked what I wanted to do. I said, write books. So I did. She joined the Romance Writers of America and learned there was an untapped market out there for softcore gay romance. To date, she's written and published more than 24 titles. And how about you, she asked. Sheepishly, I tell her that a novel circulating has already been turned down by some of New York's finest publishing houses. She asks why I haven't self-published. I tell her about a friend who has self-published her own memoir and brag that she's sold 4 copies at a Denver bookstore. I've sold thousands, Zem says modestly. Apparently romance, even gay romance, sells far better than most people realize. The New York Times bestseller list does not include romance novels, because if it did, every book on the list would be a romance novel. I consider taking my latest novel, adding 2 men in Toreador pants, and renaming it Murder, Gay Sex, and Hot Dogs.
You're awesome.
Meantime, Zam has other suggestions. Start a blog, get a website, self-publish. She seems determined to pull me up by her bootstraps. Oh, how well it works for non-gay, non-romance novels remains TBD. Stage 1 is that website. You'll be surprised how easy it is, she insists. I'm not. But luckily they have tutorials and live chat experts, and pretty soon I'm uploading links like someone who isn't a knee-jerk Luddite. You can hardly tell the difference. Stuff like the April 1980 cover of Mike Shane Mystery Magazine, the first place I ever published, and a blurb about my 2.5 cats, and a picture of me eating something. You can find it all at terryblackmysterywriter.com. And somehow, I get excited about my writing again. Maybe it's time to heed the advice of my gay romance writing ex-girlfriend and kickstart my own career. If Zam could do it, why not me? As I told her, you know, Zam is half what it takes to turn Billy Batson into Captain Marvel. I just need to find the other half. Maybe we all do.